today we're going to talk about shaving during the 3 weeks. So we started the 3 weeks, and the question is one allowed to shave during the 3 weeks at all? Are there any heterim? What about, you know, a normal day? What about for Shabbos? Things like that. So I think it makes sense to better appreciate the discussion that we first have to understand what is the prohibition of shaving for a mourner. We're first going to start off with a mourner's obligation during Shloshim, during the 30 days after the deceased passes away, then understand what it looks like for Yud Beis Chodesh, for all 12 months in the case of a parent. And through that, I think we could finally get to the question, what is the status of shaving for during the 3 weeks? So it sounds like a lot to do, but I think we can do it. So let's start with source number one. Source number one tells us that there is something called, again, the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Yadal in the Bees, we're on page one. Aval Aser Petis Bores, that an Aval has a prohibition to get a haircut. Midakamer Luhu Rachmana Labnei Aaron, Rashechem Al Tifra'u. Michlal Dekuli Ama Aser, that you shouldn't grow out your hair when you guys are in Avelis over your brothers, but other people, there is a prohibition to cut their hair. So we learn that there is a prohibition, seems like it would be a prohibition midoraisa. So we're quoting a pasuk, right? Again, it could be in a smachta that's a din derabanan, maybe hinted to by the Torah. But at face value, you would assume maybe there would even be a deraisa prohibition of an avil not cutting his hair. How long does the prohibition last? So the Gemara Moed Katan has a gzera shava. We learn para from nazir, that the same way that a nazir, if he doesn't specify how long he's going to be a nazir for, we assume it's going to be 30 days. So too, we assume that the iser for an avil to cut his hair is going to be at least for 30 days. Okay, so that is the Gemara. Namely, we have an iser tisboras. The source is from the sons of Aaron, that they were told that they should cut their hair, implying that other people, other avelim, other mourners should not cut their hair. How long does that last? The Gemara in Moed Katan tells me that it's 30 days based on nazir. So we're going to have two questions now, which is, number one, what's included in the prohibition of not cutting your hair? And also, number two is 30 days, not cutting your hair for 30 days, is that going to be a din de oraisa or a din de rabbana? Is it going to be, you know, biblically mandated prohibition or just from a rabbinic standpoint? So if we look at source number three to answer our first question, what is the scope of the Iser Tisbores? The Rambam, based on Maseches Smachos, says in the fifth line in source number three, Ukeshem she'asur legaleach sa'ar rosho, the same way there is a prohibition to cut your hair on your head, kach asur legaleach sa'ar zekano, v'chol sa'ar she'yishbo, there is a prohibition to shave any hair. An avil is not allowed to shave any hair. It's not limited to the hair on our heads. You know, even if we don't have hair on our head, we still can't shave for a mourner. So we see that it's not limited. When we talk about the iser tispores, the iser to get a haircut for a mourner, it's not limited to a haircut. It also includes shaving. So is that iser going to be deraisa or derabanan? So if you look at the Rambam in source number four, the Rambam says it's midivrei sofrim, that the things that apply during Shloshim, namely there are certain prohibitions that apply all the way through Shloshim. There are those that are limited to Shiva, immediately 7 days after the mace passes away. But then there are things that carry over to Shloshim. But the things that apply during Shloshim, according to the Rambam, are midivrei sofrim. While midivrei sofrim in the Rambam might be a loaded term, but in this context it seems to indicate that it's a rabbinic law. Because midivrei sofrim, it literally means from the words of the sofrim, which are like writers or things like that. So sometimes the Rambam will use that as a way. He'll use that, and it's a big discussion amongst the Achronim. Does that always mean derabanan, that it's from rabbinic sources? Or sometimes it might mean that it's really biblical, however it's not explicit in the psukim. So that is a big controversy in the Rambam. A lot of literature, a lot of ink has been spilled on that question. But here it seems to be clear that he's talking on a derabanan level, because the Rambam has a famous opinion that Avelis is only midaraisa on the first day of Avelis, not even all of Shiva. So it'd be hard to say that something which is going to apply for all of Shloshim for all 30 days is going to be Doraisa. That seems to be the Rambam, namely that the Isser to cut your hair for an Aval is just a prohibition on the rabbinic level. However, the Raivan in source number 4, you know, sometimes the Raivan, this is a good example, you're not really sure what the Raivan is doing. So the Raivan always starts with an Aleph, which is Omer Avram, which his name was Avram. So he says, Avram says, B'gamara l'mitzah rashichem al tifro v'asya paraminazer. So he's not telling you what his critique of the Rambam is. Again, he wrote his as glosses on the Rambam. So what is he trying to say? It seems to be that the Raivan is saying, we're learning this from a pasuk in the Chumash, Rashichem al tifro, and we have Igzeir Shava of para para. What do all those things seem to indicate? That this isn't rabbinic prohibition to cut your hair for a mourner. Rather, this is a biblical prohibition. So if we summarize what we've seen so far, it is clear that there is a prohibition on the books for 30 days for a mourner. It seems to be a dispute between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether that's biblical, or according to the Rambam, it sounds like it's the Rabbanan. According to the Ravid, it sounds like it's the Oraisa. And we saw that the Rambam assumes, and we generally assume this to be the case, that it's not just limited to cutting your hair, it also applies to shaving. That seems to be simple, cut and dry.
And the definition of para?
Para means to grow out your hair. Again, para is like the growing out your hair. So para is the referring to the hair. What state it means in different places, it means different things. But we see Rashechem al Tifro means that you should not let your hair grow out. So that was told to the sons of Aaron, don't let your hair grow out, because you have to, again, they're in the middle of the miluim and things like that, so they couldn't follow the normal rules of mourners, and therefore they were the rule breakers, meaning that everyone else has a prohibition to cut your hair when you're a mourner, right? They should let their hair grow out, the same way that a nazir should let his hair grow out. Okay, so that is the prohibition for a mourner to shave during the first 30 days, namely during Shloshim. Can a mourner shave during Yud Beis Chodesh? Namely, when you lose a parent, you are not chayiv and avelis just for 30 days, you are chayiv all the way till Yud Beis Chodesh. For 12 months, you're going to have avelis. Again, things like weddings, Kaddish, again, they might not go all the way to the last month, but things like that. So the question is there an isser to cut your hair for all 12 months? So we have a Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara tells us in source number 5, Al kol ha-mesim kulon mestaper la'achar shloshim yom. For all the other relatives, namely besides for a father and a mother, the Isser of Tisporus is only going to apply for 30 days. That's everything we've been talking about until now. However, Al aviv v'al imo ad shi'igaru bo chaverav. For his father and for his mother, when you lose a father, when you lose a mother, the Isser is going to last until your friends rebuke you. You know, you're sitting with your friends. You haven't cut your hair because you lost a parent. And all of a sudden, they're like, you know, Moshe, like, chas shalmi. Again, my parents should live and be well. But what are you doing? What are you doing? You got to cut your hair. You look bad. We can't be around you anymore. And they rebuke him. They say, we don't want to sit with you at lunch. Sit by yourself if you're not going to cut your hair. It looks bad. So that is Ashi Yigaru Bo Chaverev. There are a lot of questions when it comes to this thing, Achi Garu Bo Chaverov, do we actually need a rebuke? Or is it just the amount of time that it would normally take someone to rebuke? So there are a lot of things that's going to have to be figured out when it comes to Achi Garu Bo Chaverov. But I just want to address a couple quick ones before we get to the 3 weeks. So if you look in source number 6, this is Rav Herschel Schechter in Be'ikve Hatzon. So he explains, why is there this heter of Achi Garu Bo Chaverov, right? Normal things, most prohibitions that, you know, apply after Shloshim, but during Yud Beis Chodesh, last all the way till the end of the 12 months, right? You can't go to a wedding for 12 months. It's not Achi Garu Bo Chaverov. So why is there this dispensation of Achi Garu Bo Chaverov? So Rav Schechter suggests that each time period of Avelis, and other people have a very similar idea but in different words, and what the exact threshold is might be a dispute, but I think the basic point is clear, which is that Rav Schechter says that Shiva is supposed to obligate you in certain things, a certain level, then Shloshim, then Yud Beis Chodesh. So during Shiva, you have an obligation to basically be very disgusting, right? You're not gonna rinse yourself. There are other things that you're not going to do. You can't even leave your house. So we require you to do things that are quite disgusting. You don't have to put yourself in pain, and therefore there might be special dispensations for someone who's like very an istinus or someone like that, who has a hard time not showering, things like that. But you are supposed to do things that are quite disgusting. That's Shiva. Shloshim, you don't have to do things that are really disgusting, but you have to do things that are a little bit gross, and that might include not cutting your hair, things like that. However, during Yud Beis Chodesh, during the 12 months, there's no obligation to do anything disgusting. You're just supposed to limit pleasures. So for example, you will not go to a wedding, because that is a fun, nice thing. It's you have a nice time, you listen to some music, you dance, you get some food. So you can't do something like that. But during Yud Beis Chodesh, there is no obligation to put yourself and be disgusting. That's Rav Shechter in source number 6. And therefore he uses it to explain Ad Shigaru Bo Chaveiro. Namely, whether it's so people actually rebuke you, or you have the amount of hair that in theory people would rebuke you, still, that is reached the point of being a little disgusting. And therefore, since you are in Yud Beis Chodesh, you have no obligation to do such a thing, and therefore you're going to have a ptur of Ad Shigaru Bo Chaveiro. So that explains the why of Ad Shigaru Bo Chaveiro. The Rav in Shirei HaRav is quoted, again, about Ivelis. The Rav did not write any of the Shirei HaRav, so this was written by Rav Konigsberg, who's a Rosh Hashiva in YU. Now, at the time, he was a Shoal Meshiv when he wrote this. But he had a Chakira, a question regarding the nature of Ad Shigaru Bo Chaveiro. Is the Shir of Ad Shigaru, when we say that there is an Isser to get a haircut or to shave, does that last for 12 months? And then we just have a special dispensation when you reach Ad Shigaru Bo Chaveiro? Or does the length of the Isser only last until your friends rebuke you? And then after that, the Isser is done. It never really even lasts for all of Yud Beis Chodesh. That is the Rav's Chakira. He concludes the former, namely that the Isser lasts for 12 months, but it's going to have a special dispensation when you reach the point that people are going to rebuke you. He gives, I think, 3 nafkaminas about this. Number one, is there an inyan to not get a haircut even after Shir Ga'ara? Namely, let's say you reach the point that it's disgusting. Do you fulfill any fulfillment of mourning if you still don't cut your hair? So if you're going to tell me that the whole isser of getting a haircut only lasts until you reach that point, so then there's no extra fulfillment in going past that point, because the Isser has ended. Ad Shigaru Bo Chaveiro. So that would be versus if you're going to tell me that it's just a heter, but really it lasts till Yud Beis Chodesh, until the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. So then maybe there is a special fulfillment in going all the way till Yud Beis Chodesh. That's an example of Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two.
Yeah. There's actually another possibility that's not discussed, but I guess theoretically it's agreed.
Yeah.
That if you're going through Gora,
yeah,
then you get your hair cut, maybe
you have to wait again.
You have to do it again.
Yes. So the Rav says you have to wait again.
Ah.
Exactly. So the Rav says you have to wait again. Why? Exactly the point. Because Gora is just a dispensation. Really, the prohibition lasts till the end of the 12 months. But Ga'ara is just a dispensation. When you look so disgusting, okay, stop. We'll let you get a haircut. But that implies you have to start the count again and go until Ad Shigaru Bo Chaveiro all the way. So you could get a haircut maybe after like 3 months, according to if that's the shear. But then what's going to happen? You have to wait another 3 months. That's what's going to be for the Rav. And the third nafkamina, which might emerge, is let's say you reach the point of Ga'ara within 30 days, before Shloshim is over. So can you do that? So that seems to be heavily disputed. There are reports of Ramosha Soloveitchik in some scenarios of Shas Adchak allowing it. It's quoted by Rav Lichtenstein and others. But it seems to be quite controversial, and there are those who are really not in favor of that. But those would be the 3 nafkaminas again. Is Ga'ara the end of the prohibition? The prohibition only lasts until Ga'ara. Or is Ga'ara a heter that allows you to shave or get a haircut, but really the Isser is going to last you in Beis Chodesh? Again, the Rav, like the one that we just said, that namely it's Ga'ara is going to be a heter, and therefore you would have to shave again. Okay, those are just some of the lumdus behind Ga'ara. Once we're talking about the topic, I thought we should understand it and be able to. Everyone's going to apply Ga'ara by the 3 weeks, but in order to understand it and fully appreciate it, we have to understand it by Avelos. So, how long is the Shir Ga'ara? So, the Ramah quotes for us in source number 8 that really it's going to be 3 months. 3 months based on the Ma'aril and others, that Ga'ara is going to last for 3 months. However, the Ramah quotes a minhag that really you shouldn't get a haircut still until the end. So if you follow the Ramah, really you shouldn't really be getting any haircuts. At least that was the minhag in his place, to not get any haircuts. But he tells you that Ga'ara is 3 months. Now I have a question for you. If Ga'ara is defined based on your friends or your friends coming up to you and rebuking you, how can we say, is the Ramah a Navi? Like he's going to tell you, after 3 months, expect everyone's going to come up to you. Everyone's hair grows differently. Other people have different quantities of hair. The temperatures are different. That might affect things. So how can that be that the Ramah is going to prescribe actual Ga'ara? So Rav Moshe says it must be that Ga'ara is something which is subjective. We don't actually, again, this is a big question. Do we actually require a rebuke of Ga'ara? Or it's the person reaches a point that, in theory, his friends would rebuke him, even though he's not actually rebuked. And that's really the way we assume Lamaisa. We assume for Halacha, people don't have to come up to rebuke you. Sometimes people will go up to rebuke people just so they have a Ga'ara, and there's definitely what to say about that. But in theory, it seems like you don't actually need a Ga'ara, you don't actually need a rebuke. It would be enough to reach the subjective point. Now the question is what is that subjective point? In the Ramah's times, it was 3 months, but should it be the same for us? Also, a question that we need to wonder about, is it the same for haircuts and for shaving, right? Because people, how frequently do you get a haircut? Like, I get a haircut, I'm going to only speak for myself, I get a haircut maybe every 2 months, so then, you know, when does it reach the Ga'ara? After 2 months, for the first 2 months, definitely not, but then you're talking, what is Ga'ara? But I shave basically every week or every other week. Again, I keep my beard. But seems like maybe shaving versus haircuts might be different. Also might depend on each location. How often do people shave, right? How often do you shave? So the Pesachei Tshuva already alludes in source number 9, one of the classic commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, that the Chasam Sofer and the Nodeb Yehuda might have had already indicated that shaving might be different depending on how often you shave, and that might be different than haircuts. But Rav Moshe really takes this a step farther in source number 10. And Rav Moshe tells me, how can we calculate the Shir Ga'ara? The Shir Ga'ara is twice the normal amount that you normally go. So in my example, let's say I don't get a haircut for 2 months. So Ga'ara would then be 4 months. And if I normally shave once a week, so then Ga'ara would be twice a week. So that's why the Ramah gave 3 months, because again, in his location, that was double the 6 weeks to 2 months that it was going to be. But if you follow that logic, again, then it should be something which is subjective. Right? Ga'ara is going to be something which is subjective, that if depending on how frequently the person shaves, that's going to be different than haircuts, and it's also going to be different person to person based on how frequently he shaves. So the Yesod Yismachos, who's Rav Felder, who is a big Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, says, again, very bottom line, in source number 11, the Yesod Yismachos, which is his commentary on Avelos, is a great place to find a lot of Rav Moshe's opinions about Avelos. Shaving... Okay, great. So shaving must be resumed immediately after the shloshim, and the time between subsequent shaves until the end of the 12-month period must be 2 or 3 times the normal interval between shaves. So he's talking about 2 or 3 times. So let's say someone shaves every single day. So really you would be able to, what would be your Shir Ga'ara? We went from 3 months in the Ramah to being... Basically, you could shave, okay, you don't shave today, you shave tomorrow. Or let's say you shave twice a day. right? You're shaving, you want to make sure you look good for work, you want to make sure you clean up at night, whatever it is. So then you only have to wait a day, right? Really, it sounds like if you shave every day based on everything that we follow from the Gemara to the Ramah, but really understanding the logic behind it based on the Noda Behuda, the Chassam Sofer, and finally Rav Moshe, it seems like that if you shave every day during Yud Beis Chodesh, even if you're Machmir like the Rav, that every time you have to wait a Shir Gara, okay, so you don't shave every day, you shave every 2 days, every 3 days. So that is where we have reached our background of Avelis. So now let's apply it with our remaining time about the 3 weeks. We know that the Shulchan Aruch tells us we don't get haircuts during Shvuah Shechalbo, and the Ramah extends that to, in source number 13, in Tavkuf Nanal of Siftalot, he extends that to not getting haircuts, which again includes shaving, during the 17th of Tammuz. So what do we do? Is there ever a heter? Are you allowed to get a haircut at all during the 3 weeks? That is the question that we're going to address in the last 7 minutes. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in source number 14, a lot of the literature is going to be both about Sfiras HaOmer and the 3 weeks, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But a priori, we should assume the most, we're going to be stricter with the 3 weeks because not shaving is mentioned in Mishnayos for Shvuah Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. So that's already found in the Mishnayos and the Gemara versus not shaving for Sfira is not. That's already in the times of the Rishonim, things like that. So Rav Moshe tells me, the question that Rav Moshe got, can someone, in a case of loss, can he shave during Sfira? Can he shave during the 3 weeks? So Rav Moshe responds that if you're going to lose out as a result of not shaving during the 3 weeks or during Tisha B'Av, you're going to lose money as a result. Again, you have a big meeting, a client, whatever it is. You're going to lose money. Then you are able to shave during the 3 weeks. And he explains that ki lo nagu b'makom hefsed. The minhag of being machmir, to not get haircuts and not shave, does not, we didn't have that custom if it would lead to a loss. It wasn't followed. The custom wasn't followed in a case of loss. So therefore, you know, you have a big business meeting, going to work, or you're working in a place where they would not understand. So remotion would allow you to get a haircut in a case of loss. Rav Shlomo Zalman might have a higher threshold, as quoted in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, and also in the Halicho Shlomo, that it might be a hefsed gadol you would require, not just a hefsed. But Rav Moshe is, I think, the mainstream approach, that we don't get haircuts during the 3 weeks or the 9 days. But in a case of loss, you could be makel during the 3 weeks. However, he says, Shvuah Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, for the week that Tisha B'Av falls out, She'asar Midina, Digmar Sof Tainas, Ein Lahatir, that if even for a loss during the 9 days, slash, again, 9 days for Shvuah Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, it might be a question for Rav Moshe, but for sure, Shvuah Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, you are not allowed to get a haircut, even in a case of loss. Even in a case of loss, during the week that Tisha B'Av falls out, you cannot get a haircut, according to Rav Moshe. So according to Rav Moshe, the whole 3 weeks, not really supposed to shave, but for a hefsed, for a loss of money, we will allow you to shave. But Shvuah Shechalbo, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out, we will not allow you to shave even in a case of the loss. However, the Rav disagrees. The Rav says, and he has this approach, that Avelis of Shivasa Ratamas is until Shvuah Shechalbo, again, depending on the Ramah, Ashkenazim Sfardim, has the status of mourning for 12 months. So the 3 weeks have the status of the 12 months of mourning. Shvuah Shechalbo slash the 9 days, depending if you're Ashkenazi or Sephardi, are going to have the status of Shlosha. Tisha B'Av itself is going to have the status of Shiva. So what emerges, according to the Rav, and this is what he explains, is let's review. When, during the 12 months, we said, what's the shear that you're not allowed to get it's a lot of shave? It was Ga'ara. But if you shave every single day, so then what is your shear Ga'ara? According to the way we understood Rav Moshe, based on the Chassam Sofer, Noda Behuda, and the Ramah, you really should be able to shave basically every day, every other day, even during the 3 weeks, because that Ga'ara is allowed during Yud Beis Chodesh. Because according to the Rav, Yud Beis Chodesh is the same as the 3 weeks in terms of the mourning status. So since during Yud Beis Chodesh, a Ga'ara is fine, and we said a Ga'ara for someone who shaves every day is going to be again, every day, every 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is. So too, during the 3 weeks, a person would be able to shave during the 3 weeks based on that idea. And he says the same, if you look at in the Rav, in Nefesh HaRav, which is Rav Shechter, in source number 17, the same thing's going to be true during Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer also has the status of Yud Beis Chodesh, and therefore, as a result, you would be able to shave during Sfiras HaOmer, again, every day, every 2 days, every 3 days, etc. That is what emerges from the opinion of Rav Soloveitchik. There are a lot of questions for Rav Soloveitchik, because his big assumption is everything in the 3 weeks is patterned after Yud Beis Chodesh. Things of Shua Shechalbo slash the 9 days is patterned after Shloshim. So that Rav has a whole English essay in Out of the Whirlwind, Avelis Yishana and Avelis Chadasha, that you know tries to explain when there are discrepancies, why they're different. But that is the approach of the Rav, and that would basically allow shaving every day, every 2 days, 3 days, during the 3 weeks, but not during the 9 days, right? The Rav would only allow you to shave during the 3 weeks, not during the 9 days. Let me just end with Rav Lichtenstein. Rav Lichtenstein, based on the Mishnah in Tainus and the way that the Or Zeruah understands and the understanding of the Magen Avraham, basically says, what about Kavod Shabbos? You have to shave for Shabbos. The Mishnah says, you're even Shavuot Shechalbo, you would be allowed to shave L'Kavod Shabbos, even though the Or Zeruah says the heter of shaving before Shabbos is going to be limited to Kibbutz. Still, the Magen Avraham says that's only because Kibbutz is every week, unlike shaving, unlike haircuts, which are not every week. So Rav Lichtenstein says, but if we shave every single day, so we do that every single week. So therefore, we should have a reason to shave before Shabbos. However, Rav Lichtenstein, it seems, was makel by Sfiras HaOmer. He allowed people to shave for Shabbos on Sfiras HaOmer. He himself, I heard reported in his name, used to shave during the 3 weeks for Shabbos when he was in America. When he went to Israel, he asked for Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman asked him to not bring the minhag of shaving during the 3 weeks on Friday to Eretz Yisrael, so he stopped shaving during the 3 weeks. The Talmidim of Gush report that he did not shave during the 3 weeks. But according to his svara, it really makes a lot of sense that you would be able to even shave during the 3 weeks, and maybe perhaps even during the 9 days for Kavod Shabbos. Because, again, since you have a Kavod Shabbos that appears in the Mishnah, based on the svara of the Magen Avraham, it seems that Rabbi Rav Lichtenstein would allow, in theory, if it wasn't for Shlomo Zalman, for sure during the 3 weeks, and maybe during the 9 days. Again, how everyone should hold, you could ask your LOR, your local Orthodox rabbi, but we're going to have to leave it here because I think Mincha is about to start. If anyone has any questions, feel free to ask me.
Yes.
Yeah.